Hello.
This is Z.
And this is Jay. And this is our podcast.
Stressed Out.
That intro was so planned. It was so candid, actually. Totally did not plan saying, hey, you're Z, I'm Jay, and then we'll say who's.
Yeah.
We didn't plan that at all.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Yeah, so I guess this episode is for
an intro.
Just getting to know who we are.
Yeah, and if some random topics come along the way,
we're just gonna go with it.
Like, we were Googling.
We had nothing planned at all.
Yeah, we were Googling how to start a podcast, and then everybody was like, make sure you stick to one topic and be like, be specific and like, talk about only this one thing. And we're just like, nah.
We just want to make this like our lives. Our lives and like really raw, in my opinion.
Yeah, and like different topics and like just random stuff. Like it might get controversial. We'll see.
It might get a little sister sickening.
We love James Charles, by the way.
Yes.
So if you hear us saying, if you hear us saying like fun and fresh or like sister, stop.
Shister.
But we're just obsessed with YouTube.
You know what we need to do? We need to get some pinkity drinkities and just hear and sip.
No. I don't like pinkity. I mean, they're good. They just taste
I love pink drinks.
It tastes like you're sipping on a Starbucks. Not Starbucks. Obviously, you're sipping on Starbucks. It tastes like you're sipping like on a strawberry Starburst.
But like, obviously everything from Starbucks has hella sugar, unless you like, but like,
100%.
If you look calorie wise, for example, like, some of their drinks are literally over 1,000 calories.
Oh,
and pink drink ventis, I think, are 240.
That's good. I think because they have coconut milk and there's hibiscus, hibiscus tea. That's what it is.
And it's, I don't know if it's
acai.
They have
acai berries or like something. Yeah,
and then, you know, they put dried strawberries and stuff.
Starbucks, sponsor us.
Yeah.
We just want to make money. We're two broke college girls.
Yes, this is why we're called stressed out because college is wild.
Not wild, stressful.
Stressful and scary. Fun.
And
and I guess fun.
But we won't have like any too crazy, I feel like, college stories because we're Muslim, so we're very tame. We don't party, we don't drink, we don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. That's their lives. This is just our personal choice.
We don't care. I mean, like, I don't care what other people do as long as it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Like, if it's some way affecting me or, like, the people that I love, then... But I don't care about random, like, Muslim kids being rebellious and, like, smoking weed and drinking, like...
That's their brand. That's ours.
Brand. That's their thing.
Is it... Okay, I don't know. So, I'm 18.
I'm 19.
Yeah, so you've been in college one more year than I have. This is my first semester. But, like, for me, it's really weird because my friends from high school, they're going to different colleges, and, like, they're drinking and smoking and partying so much, and I'm here in my room watching To All the Boys I've Loved Before, crying myself to sleep because the movie's so beautiful.
Is it overdramatic?
No, literally, that's what I do.
We're very opposite. She's very emotional and girly, I'm just like, I don't care about... I'm not going to say I don't care about anything, but, like, I'm just more chill? Yeah. Chill? Is that the word? I feel like that makes you seem, like, unchill, though.
No, I'm not... I don't know what I am. That's what college is.
That's what we're trying to find out. Who are we?
I don't know. I've been in color guard, so I want to say I have, like, a toughness about me because, like, in certain situations, like, I can be very tough. Like, there's times where I've literally, like, I've almost broken my nose multiple times. Okay. And I'm, like, trying to, like, force myself not to cry. I'm, like, don't cry. And I'm, like, I can be very tough. But then also, I can just cry like a bitch over cute cats.
See... And I just look at a cat, and I'm just like, get away from me.
No.
I'm not that big of an animal. I see animals. Also, show me a picture of one. I'm like, oh my god, that's
they're
a cute
so
cat.
Cute.
But like, that's just personal opinion to me. And dogs. And everything.
I love Okay, a big dog scared the crap.
No, my friend has this one, like, grill. I told you about this big dog, and like, it's so cute. I'll just call its name, and then she'll come, and I'll pet her, and then she'll walk away. Because she's like a really old dog. But like... Mm-hmm. your dogs have to be tamed. I don't know.
But anyways. They can't jump at me because I will run away. And then it's scary because they run after me because they think I'm playing. That's but hilarious. I'm not. I'm screaming.
No, all the dogs just run to
it's
you.
It's happened before.
All the dogs just run to you, Z.
I used to be scared of them for a really long time, Jay. Very long time. Yeah, Jay.
But yeah. So we're just trying to figure out who we are in this crazy mixed up thing we call life.
Yeah. Yeah. College is tough.
College is very tough.
I've been here for like a month and a half.
Z had her first.
Fuck.
Oh my god. Can we just edit that out?
No. Okay, you know what? Maybe we can bleep it. Okay, because let's keep this going. I think it's kind of funny.
Okay, if you haven't caught on, these aren't our real names. Obviously, my name's not Jay, her name's not Z, and I actually just said her name. So we're just going to bleep that out or try to bleep that out. And
we don't know how to edit.
If there's like a really, yeah, we don't. If there's like a, if somehow we find out how to edit and there's like a really big jump cut or something.
That's why.
That's why. If you're confused, if you think your headphones are broken, they're not. We're just.
Or maybe they are, like your AirPods were.
My AirPods. Okay, so my AirPods.
Let's tell the story.
So, oh my god, I'm such an idiot. So, my brother got me AirPods for my birthday. How sweet. They're $160 headphones.
They're 100. I thought they were like 45.
No, girl, they're 160.
Damn.
And so he bought them for me. I thought it was really extravagant, really like nice gift. I'm like, oh, you're so sweet. Love you. And then like about 2 months later, and I would always wear the AirPods and I'd wear them to sleep sometimes by accident. And I'd wake up and I would just like look around and I'd find it in my bed. I feel like I'm talking way too fast.
Anyway, if people can understand James Charles, they can understand you. True. JoJo Siwa? If they can understand JoJo, they can understand you.
Okay. Anyways, so then one morning, I didn't have my AirPods. I slept with the AirPods in, one of them, and then I woke up and I just used the restroom, and I came back, and I was looking for the AirPod, and I couldn't find it. And I was just looking around.
Dun, dun,
dun! I just kept looking around. I tore my whole room apart. And then I realized I heard like a clink or something when I was in the restroom.
Oh no.
So I think I'm almost 100% sure I flushed one of my, I think I got caught on my clothes and I accidentally flushed my AirPod down the toilet. Oh, fun. And my brother doesn't know I did that. And I hid the AirPods from every week he would come over because he doesn't live where, he doesn't live in town where we live. We live in Houston.
H-Town, hold it down.
I hate you. I hate myself. So then, so I hid them from him, and then for a good, like, 4 months, and then, they've just stopped working. And so I went to the AirPod store. The AirPod store called the Apple store? What the hell am I saying? And they're like, okay, well, replace it for free. I was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. He's like, no, but you have to pay $75 for the one you lost. And I was like, god dang it, okay. So I just bought a single AirPod for $75. And now they're not working again. They're like breaking up at random moments. So I just need to, Apple needs to get their shit together.
Yeah, okay, because I worked really hard this summer as a barista to buy myself a phone. Yeah. Because like every time someone would pick up my phone, they'd be like, oh my god, it's a toy phone. And haha, that's funny and stuff. But
she had
like,
an Android.
No, I didn't. I had the iPhone SE.
Yeah.
Which obviously like that's still a good phone, but it was just tiny and I just wanted the new features. So obviously like I worked hard for it all summer and I got it. And I also got it as part of like graduation gifts and stuff, like, you know, money, and I just put it all towards that one thing. And
what's it called?
Yes, the Face ID is broken because of the new Apple update made half of the iPhone X's Face ID not work. And like I bought it not for the Face ID, but like, come on, that's a feature with it. I should be able to use it. So I'm actually going to Apple Store tomorrow.
Love that.
Yeah.
But, maybe you should take my AirPods.
I should.
No.
But I only have an appointment for one thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
but
I would have.
Thanks.
I have Apple Care, too.
Thanks.
Oh, not on the AirPods.
Thanks.
Sorry.
God damn it. So let's stop sponsoring Apple. Actually, we're just talking shit about Apple. Apple, whatever. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. I love that about podcasts, where you just forget what you're going to say.
But this is real life. We're not going to be one of those fake people that have an entire list of notes because we have nothing in front of us besides my Surface Pro. I love my Surface Pro.
Interesting. I don't like her Surface Pro.
I love it.
I don't care for them.
What?
Don't.
It can be be a tablet too.
I don't like touchscreen computers. It's weird. I don't know. It's a personal preference.
When I was studying for my midterms, like, I never really use it as a tablet.
Yeah, we were talking about midterms.
Oh yeah. Dude, midterms kicked my butt. And, like, I'm so thankful to have someone like Jay to help me through college.
Yeah, I don't know much about college myself because I'm just, like, a little introvert and I just hide up in one of the buildings.
You know, I really think we're helping each other out because I force myself into situations because I know I'll regret it if I don't. So I've been forcing myself to get involved with the Muslim Student Association here, which honestly I think is like the best thing I've done since I've come to college because I know people, so I'm not like crying myself to sleep every night or like eating by myself, which honestly you will do at college, and it's not that bad. Like,
it's downloaded a few episodes of The Office.
Actually,
Netflix. Can I be honest? This was something my friend said to me like a few days ago. I don't watch The Office. I watched a few episodes. It's not
about Parks and Rec.
It's good. I don't like Parks. I'm not gonna say I don't like any of these shows because if people listen to this, if anybody listens to this, they're gonna be like, you don't like Parks and Rec. You don't like The Office.
It's a personal.
I don't not like the shows. I just don't. I don't know.
It's not your style.
It's not my style. It's not my cup of tea.
But do you like the memes? That you get the pictures.
Love the memes.
Okay, so if you love that, that's all you need to love.
We're millennials. I think we're millennials. Yeah, we're millennials.
We're Gen Z.
No, I'm a millennial.
No.
I'm born in the 90s.
No, but millennials end at 1994. 1995, and I Googled it. 1995 to like 2004 or something is Gen Z.
Crap, I'm Gen Z?
Yeah, I think your brother is a millennial. No. Your brother's a no.
He's Gen Z. He's 1995.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. I forget. Him and my sister are like a couple months apart. I keep thinking 1 year, but they're not.
We're related, by the way.
Oh yeah, we're cousins.
We're cousins, and
but your mom was my mom's maid of honor, or was it the other way around?
Your mom, was my mom's maid of honor.
Yikes, my mom hoed your mom then. I'm kidding.
I don't know if they were maid of honors for each other then. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But yeah, we're cousins. But I think of you more as a friend than a cousin.
Oh, I like that. Because I don't know, I feel like with like the way we've grown up, because we're brown, Pakistani, like sometimes it's kind of hard because it's not like you put on a facade, but like I think this is how it is with
you
all families.
You do act different around your cousins than you do with your best friends.
Yeah, I think that's true with everyone.
I don't consider you my best friend though. I have one best friend. I think that's all I need in my life. But I consider you like a really good friend.
Aww.
And my family, obviously, which makes you just even closer.
That's how I feel about you too. Aww. Like, especially I feel like I'm really happy.
What a good family bonding time, guys. If you're having trouble with your family, make a podcast together. It'll bring you closer together. And maybe it could flourish into something else. We don't know. No, as in like the podcast.
God, no, not. Are you serious? I kind of like.
We're too nice. I feel gross right now because I'm taking off my makeup.
Oh, I'm wearing bright red lipstick, Too Faced Lady Balls, which is a really interesting name. But I feel like it's kind of empowering because people always talk about like,
I don't like
balls
Too Faced
having power. I think that they're sketchy.
I don't okay, not talking about brand, I just don't like their products that much.
I don't like their eyeshadows, and the smells make me nauseous. Their chocolate bar smells.
If you haven't noticed, we're kind of obsessed with makeup.
Very obsessed.
I am a beauty advisor at Ulta Beauty, which basically means I'm a cashier. And I just love makeup, and I get Z.
Lots of makeup.
Lots of discounts on makeup.
Congrats, you didn't use my name.
I know, oh my god, I swear to god. I'm just a mess. This is gonna be the next
this
5 minutes of the podcast.
Is,
I'm just gonna be saying, I'm a mess.
This is honestly what being in college is about. You're a mess. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't know what the hell you are.
There's
or who you are.
Their shit together, though.
I think that's all a facade. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people probably think I have my stuff together, but then they don't know, like, my life and how I'm like, oh my god, what the hell do I want to do? Like, I'm a political science major. What do I want to do with that? What do I want to be? Who do I want to be? What kind of person am I? What do I believe in? It's everything.
Basically, Z doesn't know anything about herself. And I don't think any of us do.
Yeah, and that is why I am stressed out. But I'm...
I hate that.
Yeah, it's okay.
But yeah, college is stressful, bro. Like, I've always had anxiety, And then, like, I think college has somehow made my anxiety really bad. Like, to the point where I got so stressed out, during, like, midterm season last semester, that it was, like, really empty in one of the buildings I was studying in, because it was, like, towards the end of semester, everybody was going home, and I was just studying, I was looking at my chem book, and I just started freaking out, and I ran into, like, the closest empty classroom and just started bawling. Like, and that is, like, something, like, it was, like, kind of like a full-blown panic attack. My friend texted me, and she's like, okay, I'm bringing you food. So she brought me, like, cheesecake and pizza, and I, like, calmed down. Anything with cheese.
Cheesecake and pizza makes everything better.
Honestly.
Anything and ice cream.
Anything with cheese makes me feel, like, happy inside. But, yeah, college is really stressful. I don't think a lot of people, like, try to put on a facade that, oh, I have my shit together. I guess it is a facade.
Well, and like then, the people and then that, you that feel like
you don't, I don't feel like then I feel like then you think you're crazy that you don't have your stuff together, and then you just overthink things and you go down a giant spiral hole, and then you just freak out and start crying in the middle of a classroom.
Yeah, and like a lot of times it's kind of I don't want to call it funny, but like it's funny because like you freak out, and then sometimes it's kind of hard, especially around midterm season. Like it's hard to talk to people because everyone's so stressed out, they don't want to talk to anyone. You know what I mean? Like they're like breaking down, and they're just like, I'm so stressed, especially if it's like your first year or you know your first few years. I know. I just took 2 midterms yesterday.
Wait till finals
on Monday. I don't know when this is.
That story was during final season. So wait till finals.
Do they bring therapy dogs to campus?
I think they bring them in the dorms. I don't live in the dorms. I commute. She lives in the dorms.
Yep. So I was about to state my dorm, but that's not a good idea.
We can't even state what college we go to.
Which is good. We're going to keep it that way.
I mean, yeah.
I mean.
We're trying to keep this low-key, because I don't think... If anybody finds out who we are, just don't talk to us.
I don't...
About this.
Yeah.
I just...
If they find out who we are... I feel like that means people will listen to this, you know? Like, people are listening to this. And at that point, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm the owner, stressed out, like, fuck it up.
It'd just be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that is college. We're at almost 20 minutes right there.
You want to go for 30?
I think we should go for 35.
You want to know a story to intro us? This is the second time we've started our first podcast.
Yeah.
Because we just made one, like, made a podcast, like, 30 minutes ago. And we kind of, like, just gave away who we are.
And you said my name twice.
I know, we'll bleep that out. I have an issue. But I said her name once in that podcast, and then she gave so much information about, like,
your job.
About this local business I used to work for, not Ulta.
I also worked at a local business.
Yeah, but I worked at this local business, and, like, I worked for them, and, like, I kind of modeled for them. And so, like, if anybody looked up that business, they would see my face on it. And, like, it's a very small business. So, yeah. I kind of casually just threw in a model. I'm not a model. I'm joking.
I wish I was a model.
I wish I was a model, too.
I know someone that models. It's a lot of work. Like, people, they take things for granted. Like, oh, you're pretty. You get anything you want. But, like, they work hard. Like, this sounds so stupid.
I don't feel like they work as hard as other people do. I don't feel like they work hard as surgeons do.
Okay, yeah. If you're a doctor, I think you definitely work a lot harder than a lot of people.
If you're a teacher, you work harder than people. Than
yeah, but, like, she told me, she told me that she literally had to fix her smile. So she stared in the mirror for hours until she got her model smile, with quotation marks, since I know you can't really see my fingers. Like, she had to have her model smile that was, like, more pleasing to the camera.
Yeah.
Which is, like, insane. It's weird. And, you know, there was a lot of things. It's the job, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a lot. Did she actually practice? Like, she has to practice her poses and, you know, it's a lot of marketing and not marketing, but, like,
connections. You're selling yourself.
You're selling yourself, but, like, not.
You're selling your image.
You're selling your image, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so, yeah. So, Z gave out. I said her name.
Fuck! Again. 3 times! I'm trying to say, like, fuck every time, so I, like, know when to, you know?
Yeah. See, like.
There's, like, a spike with the voice recording.
But, yeah, so Z just kept giving out, like, a bunch of personal information. And I gave out her name. I also gave out her name in this. But it is, like, 11:13.
You said Z.
No.
I was talking about the old podcast.
The old podcast. Okay, the first one we made, then deleted. Which was really good. We, like, talked about
it. I really liked it.
You didn't like it?
I loved it.
We talked about, like, controversial topics and, like...
Which I feel like we shouldn't get into this early. We can save that for another podcast, which is why you should keep listening to us.
Yeah, and I think we're also thinking about starting a separate podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work out yet, though. We'll see. We're thinking about it.
We'll make a few episodes of this, and we'll see what happens.
But,
I hope we stick to this throughout our whole 4 years of college.
Yeah,
I kinda, like, even I if we get, like, two listeners, like, I feel like this would be fun.
I think it's more, like, it's therapeutic for us, and I feel like people, like, some people, it's really sad, but they feel, like, all alone, like, wow, no one understands me. That's, like, the basic angsty teen.
Yeah.
Wow, that was, like, ugh.
So, but, like, obviously, yeah, we didn't get into, like, all that stuff in this podcast, but eventually, maybe we'll talk about more, like... I deal with anxiety a lot, and that's, like, a really big thing. I haven't really talked to anyone about that. I'm being dead honest. Like, my parents don't know. Like, I joke around saying, I have anxiety, but, like, I really don't talk to anyone about my anxiety. So I feel like that's something we can talk about for sure, and just college.
Yeah, because it's, I've heard, people are like, oh, wow, it's the best years of your life, but also, for some people, it's literally the worst.
I had a good time in high school.
High school
flourished a lot, I feel.
I was in color guard.
Which is quite sad.
I was in color guard, so a lot of it was extremely stressful. And no matter how much it saddens me that I can't do color guard in college because color guard's not my life and I don't want to get caught up in something when I could be working towards my career, whatever that may be, like, it makes me so sad. But at the same time, it feels like a weight lifted off my chest that I'm not, like I'm not... stressed out constantly. Like, I couldn't sleep, and whenever I would dream, I would, like, scare myself awake, or I'd be, like, falling asleep and I would wake up because it was just too scary.
You've never told me about this.
Oh, bro, it got a lot worse. We can save that for another topic.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, her color guard thing, but, like,
yeah
that's intense. Like, we had, and I feel, and also when she was in color guard, I would never see her.
Yeah,
she was never at any of the family functions, family
which
dinners,
we have a lot of.
And, like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, brown people meet up a lot, bro.
But it's fun.
It's fun.
Having a close family.
I love having a close family. But, like, I would be like, oh, I'd tell her mom, I was like, where is Z? And she's
your,
like,
birthday.
Yeah, she missed my 19th birthday.
I was in Ohio, if you know what World Championships is.
Yeah.
For color guard, I was
she
in
She missed
it.
Me getting a car.
I know. That was like, come on.
Yeah.
Your first car.
My first car. My next car would be a Tesla.
Ooh,
I've always wanted. I feel like if anybody gets a Tesla, like, especially in social media, people are like, oh, you're copying, like, this YouTuber and this YouTuber.
Shit. Okay, good. It's on. It, like, the screen went black, so I was like, crap.
And then people are like, you're just copying because now it's trendy. I'm like, but ever since Elon Musk, like, came out with the idea of Tesla and all that stuff, and ever since, I've always been so fascinated about it.
I've always wanted a Jeep. Because
I feel like everybody's always wanted a Jeep, and I've never liked Jeeps.
No, for me, the thing is, I love driving with the windows down when I'm in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. But because of my dad getting into a really horrific accident when he was in a compact car, like, it scares the crap out of me to be in a compact car. You know what I mean? Like, my friend would drive me to school, and there'd be a truck beside me, and I'd hate being in her car because, like, that's how my dad got injured and, like, literally was in a coma for 6 weeks. So, and, like, Jeeps are extremely safe because they have a roll cage. Obviously, I would never do anything nearly that stupid to even roll. But if something happens, at least I'd know I'd be safe.
Yeah.
You know, when my dad teaches me how to drive and he thinks if I'm going, like, 3 miles over the speed limit, he goes, Z, using my pseudonym, Z, this car is not a toy. What is it? And I'd be like, it's a killing machine, Baba. Like, I know.
Yeah. Oh, do you have your license?
Do I have my license? I drove to school all the time.
Damn.
I've driven you.
You have.
Oh,
it's
my,
like, 11, 18. It's past my bedtime.
No. I'm going to be... okay.
I'm kidding. I have, like, low-key insomnia. I know insomnia is, like, very serious for some people. Like, I literally... sometimes can never fall asleep until, like, 4 a.m.
That's me. It's sometimes, though. I'm thankfully not
a lot of the time. I can't fall asleep anytime past 12.
My first 2 weeks at college, I used to cry all the time because I'm in the city and I'd hear the noises of, like, you know, basically a city. And, like,
she would hear, like, the buses and all that stuff.
Yeah, like honking, fire trucks, and like, you know, the noise of my fridge right next to me.
If anybody hears that, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. My, what's it called? Like, the people who live on my floor having their friends over, and I would literally just cry because my bed is stiff and I hated it, and I would take sleep aids every night for 2 weeks. Then I got used to it.
And, like, I used to think she was overdramatic, and now I kind of understand.
If you need a sleep aid tonight, hit me up.
No, no, no. I'll probably pass out as soon as I take off my makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we
have 3 minutes
I think we can do this.
I think we can do it. It's just 2 minutes left, actually.
Yeah, no, we're going to keep going. We're going to go for a long time.
For 2 minutes. I think we should start just saying goodbye now.
Okay.
Well, this was fun.
Wait, should we tell them about our situation today, since that's fun and fresh?
What situation?
Okay, let me explain, and then you can chime in. So, today, our MSA, Muslim Student Association, had a Halloween party.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, all of us, I got dressed up as Rosie the Riveter. Jay was basically a skeleton Venom.
Yeah, I wore a skeleton ski mask, and just wore, like, an all-black outfit.
It looked sick.
It looked sickening.
But, yeah, I wore my mom's shirt, and we went there. And then Jay got really stressed out, and then I was calm. And then she got calm, and I got stressed out. So we went back to my dorm, and I changed, and then we went. So we were an hour late. But you know what? I genuinely believe if you feel confident, that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I don't feel confident. That's the issue.
I feel confident in certain clothes, in certain situations.
Yeah, of course. If I walked in there with my school sweatshirt and like minimal makeup on and all that stuff, I feel like I would have been fine. And that's something I'm also trying to stop doing, wearing makeup a lot.
Yeah, because for me, I love makeup, but
you've never worn that much. I go like full ham, like winged liner, lipstick. I used to do it every day for like 2 years, but then like actually 3 years, I've started to like slowly like. Sometimes I'll go to work without makeup, which is kind of weird because I work at a makeup store. But, like, if I'm working, like, early morning, like, 5 a.m., I won't, because it's retail, you know? I won't wear makeup.
Yeah, I think for me, the way I see people who wear makeup all the time, I think that if they're wearing makeup because they hate their bare face, I think that's something that they can work at, you know what I mean?
That was my issue. Yeah. I didn't like my face.
But,
like my acne.
And you know what? It's not a bad thing to wear makeup to cover it up, because sometimes if you feel so self-conscious about something, how this is sounding, but like until you learn how to love yourself, mm-hmm. there's still a way to make you feel confident. And that's why people say power of makeup, because the confidence it gives to people who wear it, whether that be women, men, whatever, you know what I mean? Like the confidence it gives you and the ability to like be creative, you know?
I love that. Like, yeah. And I wish the truth was that I just wore makeup because I liked makeup and I only wore it for myself. But honestly, for a long time, I just wore it because I didn't like my skin.
And like, yeah, that's how I started too. I got my first foundation because I hated my skin because I broke out the day before school.
Should we start a separate podcast talking about makeup?
Should we start saying our goodbyes?
Let's just start saying goodbye. Whoever's watching this, thank you. I don't know why you're watching this to the end, but we appreciate you. And if you like us, please tell your friends about podcasts.
Should we start a Twitter? Not right now, but maybe the next
episode.
We'll see how many people listen to this.
It might take a while, because we're not really promoting it, because like we said, we're using pseudonyms, and we have to figure out how to bleep out Z's real name. I almost said your name again.
Oh my god.
But yeah, this is a long ass outro, but yeah, just like if you like us, we're just too stressed out.
Teenagers. Figuring out college.
Yeah. And if you relate, we would love for you to listen. Next time, just read a good book. Listen in your car.
Yeah.
Have some nice tea. Z is looking. I said her name again. Fuck. I think it's time for me to sleep.
Yeah, but right now it's 11:23 on a Tuesday. If you really like what you're hearing, or if you want us to talk about certain things, I'm gonna give it some time. But maybe next week we'll have a Twitter. So you could DM us.
Let's get some listeners.
Okay, let's give it 2 weeks.
I like how we're planning our podcast on our podcast.
Okay.
We love that. Okay,
so let's give it 2 weeks, and we may get a Twitter if you want to talk to us. Okay. So this is Stressed Out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know how to stop it. Okay.